News Radio KMAN in Focus continues here on a Monday morning. We're chatting here with members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, and we'll be talking with Sunset Zoo here in just a little bit as well. Melissa Kirkwood standing by. We continue on, though. The Veterans Day celebration is coming up here about 3 weeks away. Is that right? November 11th?
Oh, yeah. It's November 11th.
So we're just around the corner. We're talking about how the festivities are going to take place that day. Obviously, you got some guest speakers that come in every year, some notable ones. And again, this year, you've got a – I know Bob Smith's going to be part of that.
Yeah, we had to do a little switcheroo here with Miss Park. She was advised by her physician not to make the trip. So she was originally going to do it. And Doc Smith, he decided to step in. Now, he's as you had him on just a couple weeks ago, he's the curator of the Fort Riley Museum and a avid military historian. And he's going to be our guest speaker for the day. And we're pretty fortunate to have someone of that caliber that's ready to step in. Another kind of unique opportunity that we have this year is to have people from the Emil Capone group that are going to talk about Father Capone's actions during the Korean War. He was a Medal of Honor winner during the Korean War, and he died in a North Korean communist prison camp while he was assisting troops there, voluntarily surrendered so he could care for wounded as well as minister to his flock. Now, the neat thing about him is that he's from Kansas. He's a Flint Hills guy. He's from Pilsen, Kansas. And to have someone like that from the Flint Hills just shows the quality and the caliber of people that we have here in the Midwest, the good folks.
But just about every military post I've been on, and Chuck's been on more than me, has a Capone Chapel on it, ours included, up on the hill at Fort Riley. So he's a really big name in the Army community. People know who Chaplain Capone is and that he's a Medal of Honor winner. And actually, he's up for sainthood, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
So he's really an amazing, amazing story. I'm looking forward to hearing it. And it will be broadcast. You guys are simulcasting that indoor ceremony. Likewise, we'll have it on Facebook Live on our Flint Hills Veterans platform. And also, I'll have it on Facebook Live on the Manhattan Military Relations Committee Facebook page as well. So while we have to limit the in-person numbers, we will have it available for people to listen in. And we hope you do. This should be really an interesting if you haven't heard Dr. Bob from Fort Riley speak before, he really knows his stuff. He's got lots of books published, great speaker. Would have loved to have had Miss Park, but I think we really do have a great lineup for the indoor ceremony as well.
Yeah, Dr. Smith's a fascinating person, so I have no doubt he will kill it here on November 11th. It'll be good to hear from him. And, you know, that's a great ceremony. It is always... every year, you always have participation from the community. The essay contest is a big part of that. Have gotten quite a few of those in already?
Oh, yeah. Well, Lori Bishop, that's one I left off. She's doing yeoman's work, and she's gotten a few of them. Hey, before we run out of time, also a big, big thank you to K-Man, Dave Lewis, and you, Brandon, and all the rest of the folks there at K-Man for one, simulcasting, but two, for allowing us the opportunity to talk to the people out there about our organization, which is open to everyone, not just veterans, but it's everyone can come and down, and everybody's welcome to come down and be a part of it and be a part of the community. But just a big thank you for you letting us do this stuff. And I know, I guess this week, kids are off school this Thursday and Friday, since we were talking about the poster contest. So if you get a chance, and if you're interested in some of the things that are available on the Korean War, there's multiple films that are out there by people that have attachment to Fort Riley or the First ID or the Flint Hills. Fixed Bayonets, Sam Fuller wrote Fixed Bayonets and Steel Helmet. And these are all available for free on the internet if you want to look and watch about them. There's Pork Chop Hill, Bridges at Tokari, Mig Alley, This is Korea by John Ford. You know, there's a great book that's available for free for you parents out there. It's called This Kind of War. It's by T.R. Fehrenbach. Maybe a little too heavy for some of the younger kids, but the older kids will be able to look at it, as well as multiple lesson plans online that kind of explain what the Korean War was all about. So I encourage you to let the youngsters hear about it so they can better participate in the activity this year.
All right. Again, the Veterans Day Parade coming up November 11th. And it's just around the corner. Anything else we should let the folks know here this this morning while we got you here?
Well, real quick, we are doing our breakfast beforehand at the American Legion Post. It's to go this year. It is $5 for breakfast for most everyone, and for our veterans, if you, it is free. So, and that, I believe, starts at 7.
Yep.
And goes to 9. So for 2 hours, come and go. And like I said, you'll pick up a to-go box. So it's not like it typically is. So that's a little different. But that is happening as well.
Okay. And we're going to have the Veterans Coalition on again next week. So if you missed this, and we'll continue to promote this event. It's a great event that happens each year in Manhattan. And we're very happy that COVID has not canceled this event. It's still going to take place here.
A lot of hard work, Brandon. A lot of hard work from a lot of great people. And big thank you and hugs to Dave Lewis out there. I miss you.
Obviously, you need to get out more often. COVID has really affected your early stages of dementia.
I miss that smile, Dave.
Wish I could say the same.
Oh, why the hate? Stop the hate, David. Stop the hate.
Don't be a hater. Come on, it's Chet.
I only kid the people I love.